looking at, are they really going to lose three games in a row at home? Are they really going to, is that really going to happen? You know, this is second primetime game right now. You know, it's a big stage. Everyone's going to talk about, poor San Francisco without Debo and Ayuk and McCaffrey. And, this is what you got to do. You got to find a way to win this game.
I'm ready to go.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Who makes the decision to put what they call a bed behind Brian Baldinger?
I root for Africa.
And why that particular song?
That was Toto, I knew it.
Rains in Africa or something like that. And by the way, it's not a very good song.
It's just Africa.
That is a classic song.
It stinks.
You are.
It does. It's not a good song.
Why? That's a beautiful.
Because
it's
I
a
don't
banger.
Like it.
It puts me.
You know, I
makes
also
me
don't
reflect.
Like. That's on my Mount Rushmore of worst songs. The other one would be, what's their name?
Millie with Little
Doobie
Wayne.
Brothers, Old Black Water. That's one of the worst songs
I was just bumping
Doobie
Brothers.
Time.
Oh, my gosh.
You couldn't pick them out of a police lineup, and you know it.
Daryl Hall and John Oates?
That's great. You can
the
just
real
name
Starsky
different
and
bands.
Hutch? Oh, my gosh, dude. You can name different bands.
You know, we have a fundamental difference here than, let's say, Brock Purdy. And it's, we're
Brock
allowed
Purdy.
To call audibles.
Oh, look at
and,
you.
Look
at my man working.
Jesse Holly, he won't be joining us in 10 minutes. Apparently,
it's a wrap.
Apparently got his time zones mixed up.
I believe him. Like, yeah, see, that makes you laugh.
It's not that
hard. But you're
hard.
The grown-up in the room.
That's right. I understand
no.
that if you live in Dallas and the show's supposed to be on at 9, it's actually not going to be on at 9 if it's actually on at 9.
Well, you didn't have to air him out.
That's all. He's the grown-up, though, Evan.
I mean, one of the reasons those Cowboys teams struggled, they just weren't smart enough.
You got nothing here, buddy.
Anyway,
I agree
listen
with
to this.
You.
I am going somewhere with this. Brock Purdy. Hey, I know you get up the line of scrimmage. You're great. You're smart. But audibles?
Usually we just have an answer built into the play. And so if we do have like an all out blitz or something, we usually have an answer of where I should be hitting or where I should be going. And there's very rare occasions where we walk up to the line and we get a look and it's, oh shoot, they got us. And then I'm supposed to randomly make up an audible. There's nothing like that. We usually always have an answer for, pressures, all out blitz and things like that. So that's on me to get to the right guy.
Yep.
Basically, he said, my coach is a control freak. Because the great ones, maybe, you know, in the Super Bowl, where Chris Jones comes unblocked, maybe that's different. If you allowed Kyle, Jimmy was hamstrung like that. Sometimes there's not an answer in the play call. That's the definition of a real audible. And you got to trust your guys. And I'm just telling you, I had an arm. I couldn't quarterback knowing I couldn't come up to the line of scrimmage and change the play. I just couldn't do it.
You wouldn't even know the play you're supposed to run.
I had an arm.
There's
go
no
deep.
Chance. You, yeah, there's no deep. Chance you could look at your wristband and go, all right, X42 left and Y7 and
I wouldn't have a wristband. It would be up here, Warren Moon, upstairs. I can't stand that crap. And then we got the World Series tonight. You got outfielders.
I love it. With the index card.
For what? Study. You know who's up. There's 8 batters in the pit. Well, there's 9 now. You know what?
That's been a tradition in baseball for decades.
It's analytic.
Mickey Mantle used an index card.
If you produce a photo or video of that, I'll chew your shoes.
Okay. Well, I won't be looking for it then.
What's funny?
Let's go to TC in Sacramento.
TC?
What's up, TC? By the way, tough loss for your Kings last night. Wolves howling. What's up, TC?
Hey, Steinie Guru, what's up with my guys?
Up,
I ain't talked to y'all in a minute.
Yeah, where you been, man?
Listen, man, I've been around. I've been calling Bonte and them in the morning and all that. Listen,
get
I got to tap in with the homies.
All right.
Hey, listen, that's why I called in. The Kings going to be all right. We took a tough loss, and we still trying to figure out ourselves around. We're going to be more than fine. I'm not even really worried about it. Mm. We're going to win by 20 tomorrow night, right?
Stop.
But we're talking about Shanahan and the Niners right now. Y'all know how I feel about that dude. He's turning Brock and He's turning Brock into a pumpkin already like he did Jimmy G. Period, point blank.
There's
he's talking
guru.
About audibles. Brock was being honest. You can't change the play. Everything got to be this dude's way, dude. This dude's wow. got it, man. I'm telling you, get this guy out of town. Brock was right. Did y'all hear that interview when Brock's dad said, I ain't never seen Brock not able to take the whole offense. I want to ask Kyle that one question. Go back and I forgot who did that interview, but I watched it, bro. I got to go back. His dad did an interview with somebody, and his Brock's family is wondering why Kyle is not letting giving Brock the reins of the offense and letting him run it. Kyle, bro, I'm done with that, dude.
Uh-oh.
Period, point blank. And Brock has things to work on Steiny and Guru, man-to-man coverage, and making smart decisions, but Brock is looking lost because Kyle is turning him into a robot like he did Jimmy. Everybody want to know why Brock is running around like that? He's running around because Kyle's in his head. That's all I got, man.
Thanks, TC.
I'm not there, but I'm there with what I think a quarterback should be able to do once he's proven he can handle the job. And you and I have talked, Steiny, all day long about why didn't they fire a couple years ago when they had a chance to get Tom Brady or even Rodgers? Because we thought, Kyle, and it's not a bad thing, but we thought, you know what? He likes to be in control. The Janet Jackson, he can't do that with those guys. They'll be like, F you, I'm doing this. I think there is something to the staleness of a defense pre-snap. They're ready for you. And your quarterback doesn't have that outlet or ability to trust himself, his IQ, and change the play. It is kind of weird.
I don't think it is, actually. And you know why? Brock Purdy's 24 years old, and he's got 32 starts under his belt. So maybe Kyle doesn't feel like he's ready for that yet.
But what about
maybe
Jimmy?
Maybe that comes down
that?
The...
What about Jimmy?
Jimmy probably he felt like would never be ready for that. I'm just thinking off the top of my head here. But, of course, I don't know why.
But and we're not just
gotta,
talking about the play.
We're
talking about the protection at the line of scrimmage, stuff that Purdy might be able to see. It has me thinking of all the times, you know, the defensive line got after the Niners. If he had that ability to change something, you know what I'm saying, Steiny?
No,
the protection?
This is right, from the 5-3-0.
I'm in a great
Guru,
mood.
Last year, Shanahan made Brock a star, and now he broke him. Miss me with that.
That was TC and Sack. I was just saying.
No, that's a text line also.
Right, but I didn't. I'm not.
Nah, you just co-signed.
No.
Nah, you seem to.
I said there's something there. I just want my quarterback to be able to audible. That's funny, huh? You'd have grown up in the room. Good God, man.
Yeah, I might want to take that back.
Anyway.
Every time I go home, I'm essentially.
Guru, you're spot on, so you don't read that stuff.
No, I don't.
415.
It's 925. Thank you. Stop trying to over dramatize everything. Purdy doesn't have audible, but he's got options. He's got options.
Yeah, second 925. Down and third down. Kyle, control freak. No, but seriously, Steiny, that's what made Brady and all the greats.
Okay, there we go again. Maybe that's your first mistake. He's not Brady. Nobody's ever been Brady.
No doubt.
So stop saying, well, if Brady can do it.
Okay, forget that. It's the ability to, you know what? Gosh, Donnie, I'm going parenting. It's my son's 15. I said, be home by 12. You got a curfew. Maybe when they get 17, they don't have a curfew.
Or maybe it's just a little bit later.
Okay, but how?
And that's maybe what's going on is.
But his age, he's been to a Super Bowl.
No, what I'm saying is he's given him more and more and more and more, and eventually he'll get there.
This is where I wish the media and maybe would ask Kyle.
Well, how about who's to blame for the red zone issues, Kyle?
Everybody. It takes 11 guys to run the ball, and coaches work on that too, so it's all of us. You know, it gets harder as you get down there.
Yep.
When you don't run it in on first and second down, it puts a lot more pressure on the pass game. When you do better on the pass game, you get better run looks, so it's all tied together.
I'm starting to figure out what people don't like about Kyle.
No, that was a great answer.
It's
that
his tone never screams, yeah, we got a little problem here we got to fix. Like, he never, it's always, nah. Well, I mean, everything's explainable, Goo. How about the offensive numbers being down?
Right.
Last year was one of the best years statistically ever. Like when you look at just the efficiency of a whole offense. So I think it's hard to do that every year. I think when you're missing the NFL MVP, that doesn't help. You know, missing some receivers doesn't help them. But I think Brock's having a hell of a year statistically also.
Well, who's the MVP?
Of what?
The Niners without McCaffrey.
They don't have one.
That's a problem.
There's only one MVP.
Well, you had a $30 million wide receiver, so he would have been my... What you laughing at?
That's funny.
Dude, the more I think about that, it's tragic.
It's not tragic. It's unfortunate.
Maxwell has a song. He's at the arena tonight.
Are you going?
Nah.
I thought you were going.
Yeah. Well, move on.
I've seen Maxwell.
Dude, I couldn't believe
it. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Where at?
Paramount. Oakland.
But this one, I brag on you when my boys don't.
You know, I got to be honest with you.
Some don't like your family members, and then I stick up for you. I go, his first concert was Rick James.
Not just Rick James.
Run DMC.
Cool in the Gang. War.
Look at my man.
Atlantic Star. There were two others I can't remember.
Black Mets. Yeah. Look at my man. That makes me proud, man.
Oh, that was when I was in 10th grade. I was on to it even back then.
But they
baby.
Let you go, huh?
Sonny Garcia took me.
Female?
No, he was a male. He was a male. Speaking of females, though, that's one reason I... The Maxwell concert back in the day was just...
Dude.
You know, good thing had a lot of women. Very few men go to see Maxwell. That's what I found out that day.
I really think we're onto something with...
What in particular?
With Brock Purdy's inability or Niner quarterback under Kyle not able to audible. Give me this. It's a control thing, right?
For now.
For now.
Like, do you think if Brock Purdy is the quarterback 5 years from now, he'll still be under the same limitations that he's under now? I mean, I just think...
Well, when you put it like that, I'm like... I look at Jimmy Garoppolo, who was older and never 24 under Kyle. You know what happened there?
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Let me play this one more time because I want to read...
He's in the zone right now.
I want to read one of the texts.
Usually we just have an answer built into the play. And so if we do have like an all-out blitz or something, we usually have an answer of where I should be hitting or where I should be going. And there's very rare occasions where we walk up to the line and we get a look and it's, oh, shoot, they got us. And then I'm supposed to randomly make up an audible. There's nothing like that. We usually always have an answer for pressures, all-out blitz, and things like that. So that's on me to get to the right guy.
That's so, real quick, Snotty, that is so, you're not passing the buck. How can you have an answer to something if you don't know the question? And if the defense is getting over on you and it's a better call than what you're doing, how can you manipulate it without the ability to audible? You can't say the play. It origin there's has different all options. The outlets.
But there's different options on every play.
No doubt
so
about
if they
it.
Come up to the line of scrimmage, and he sees something where their number one issue or their number one option is going to be taken away, well, then when you snap the ball, you're already into your second option.
Okay,
probably.
But what about the protection component of it?
What about it?
That you can, how does that rear its head? What does he say at the line to change that? That's also part of audible, and too. It's not
I bet you Kyle would say the blocking scheme doesn't change. Hey, I'm just saying what I think he would say.
Wow, man.
But this is interesting, and I want to know what 49er fans think of this. I just played that clip from Kyle Shanahan, and the 209 said, see, this is exactly why Shanahan can't have a seasoned veteran quarterback.
Wow. It makes me think that.
Well, that's one of those things where I'm not going to shut that down.
Right.
But I think Kyle Shanahan would be perfectly fine with a seasoned veteran quarterback, assuming that he developed the quarterback into a seasoned veteran quarterback. That I do kind of
but
think
doesn't
has
it
some
down
merit.
To trust?
What do you mean?
Like, if I'm the...
But if Purdy's not ready, if
not
he's
ready.
Still... I mean, he's still only been a quarterback for 2.5 years. And if Kyle's offense is so sophisticated that it isn't easy to pick up, to me, it does make sense that the process of Purdy learning it all probably takes years.
Well, I'll tell you this to that. TC and Sack, I'd never heard that audio, but if Brock's dad was saying this is the first time.
I didn't hear that.
Either did I.
But I didn't. I'm not saying it doesn't
exist.
Let's just
say that happened and that was actually said. Well, that'll let you know his son's probably feeling that way. But it is. Maybe we figured it out. That's why Aaron Rodgers or the opportunities to get a more seasoned, iconic quarterback was not sexy to Kyle because he knew he couldn't, that was just going to come with the quarterbacks, Donnie. I think it boils down to trust.
And trust is earned over a long period of time. I'm playing devil's advocate here because I don't know exactly how he coaches all the quarterbacks he's ever had and how he's coaching Purdy in comparison to that. From the 415, Van Morrison is in San Francisco this weekend.
But you're
Steiny.
Out on him.
He stinks.
Yeah, he stinks.
He stinks.
You're the grown up in the room.
I'm out.
He's older.
We're all older. But you see the enthusiasm I'm bringing today.
Oh, he's too old.
But you had your days.
He does every. Have fun tonight out at Bimbo's. You'll get treated to a 42-minute show with no interaction. Waterman and Quarter Madeira.
Wow.
What's up, Waterman? How you doing? All we need you to do, Van, is say, how are you doing out there, San Francisco?
Yeah.
That's all he's got to do. And he can't do that. What's up, Waterman?
What's up, gentlemen? How are we doing today?
Payday, baby.
Absolutely. Goo, you're looking fly in your Dallas jersey, even though it is a Dallas jersey.
I appreciate that.
I see you on YouTube there.
Yeah.
All right.
Got a little acne going.
I got to say this. I got to say this real quick. I kind of agree with TC and Sack, man. He's right. Kyle's got way too much control over this thing, control issues, and he's not allowing the players to play. We see this all the time. Brock goes back. He's looking for a certain spot. It's not there. He's got to hold on to the ball longer. Somebody's not open. I would like to see if Brock really is going to grow in this system and these receivers are supposed to be open for him all the time. It shouldn't be this hard, in my opinion. So, I do wonder a lot about how much Kyle is. Maybe like this is the play, this is where the ball should go. And if that's not your option, then you should go here. I'm not even seeing the out option being open right now. So, I mean, who knows how involved that is? I don't know. But right now, it obviously ain't working great. My other real quick question I got to ask you guys is, why aren't the Niners and every other defensive team right now mimicking what the Chiefs are doing? If this is such an amazing defense that we're watching Kansas City do, is it a personnel thing? Is it they just the defensive coordinators, this isn't their scheme, so they're going to stick with their scheme? Why aren't we seeing the Niners start mimicking this and being able to send more blitzers at the quarterback? Because I feel like all we do is send four guys constantly, and we don't get home. We're not rushing the quarterback. We're not getting them on the ground. So that's my thought. It's Dallas week, Goo. I'm sorry to say. I hope we kick you guys' butts.
No, it's going to happen.
I know you said we're going to I know you said we're going to probably win by 20. I hope that's the case. But, guys, have a great afternoon.
Great questions, let's go Niners, man. Steiny, and I'm going to say this to that. Spagnolo, Steiny, that's his style. He don't have Snead. He's still got McDuffie, but you had two all-star stud corners. And I guess it's just, what word am I? You let it all hang out when you play man, right? Because that comes with the risk. But the Chiefs have done that, and I believe that's why they've shut the likes of the Niners down in the Super Bowl. But we cannot, and I'm talking to the caller here, we cannot omit what D'Amico Ryans did when he had different personnel, but the Niners defense was more aggressive. And also Robert Saleh when he was here. So I don't know, and I know for a fact that defense, injury or not, the Niners defense isn't that, but I do know, and I hear from Niner fans, mainly my guy 49er Frankie, why do we only bring four? So I don't know the answer to that, Steiny, but the Chiefs run man, and they don't give a damn. The Ravens do it. The Vikings do it. I don't know what happened last night. And the Browns.
I'm more interested in talking about the relationship between Kyle Shanahan right now and Brock Purdy, because I'm seeing some interesting stuff on the Comcast business text line. 415, I think Kyle's a control freak. I think we know that he's got some of that in him,
no doubt.
Yeah. But maybe the reason he's been a control freak is because he hasn't had a quarterback for a long period of time. He just hasn't. It's not his fault.
Or is it just his preference? What if he told, if he could really be honest, I don't want my quarterback.
I believe they're going to pay Brock Purdy whatever they pay him, and that Brock Purdy's going to be the starting quarterback for the next several years. And then maybe we have to see how that relationship grows over the next, you know, 2 or 3 years.
To where Brock can tell him, I want to do this.
This is what I'm really going to get at. And I want to ask 49er fans this. Are you really telling me that in Kyle Shanahan's 8th year, after all we've seen from him and his coaching and how he runs his offense, that not all of a sudden, but right around now, he's not helping Brock Purdy. He's hurting Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy improved enough for you guys over the last 2 years? Or is he kind of the same question or same quarterback he's been?
Or has he become stagnant because he hasn't been able to utilize that part of his game?
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
And we got Barry Church coming on, a former safety. I want to ask him, Stoney, just his thoughts about a quarterback not having that ability at the line of scrimmage to do that.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's talk about Kyle Shanahan and his coaching of Brock Purdy, where Purdy is now, where he was when he first started quarterback in this team, and how much of it also might have to do with the fact that they don't have right now Christian McCaffrey, and they don't have right now Brandon Ayuk, and they haven't had for 2 games Deebo Samuel. Or is that just a convenient excuse? 888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, are we really at the point where people think that Kyle might be holding back Brock Purdy?
Possibly.
It's
interesting, man.
888-957-9570 is the number.
And I know
if you want to jump in on that. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I know I'm a broken record, but it's not just about the route, Stoney. I swear to you, I'm no Warren Moon, but it's about the protections. Brock Purdy can see stuff, and if it's a mandate that he can't make any changes on the fly, then that's why you're going to get beat every game, right? But sometimes he can have the ability to slide the protection, do different stuff to allow him to throw the ball. Ayuk in the Super Bowl, who was open, but they had no time. So I would just like to ask any football head coach, why don't you want your quarterback utilizing that? And Stein, if you tell me because he's still going through his football puberty, I give you that. But then we had the exact opposite with Jimmy, who was more mature and older, and he still didn't, but he wasn't able to use that.
No, but I think I understand that. I should say this. If we're looking at all the quarterbacks that have been under Kyle Shanahan and how much he trusts the quarterbacks, fine. Maybe he doesn't trust his quarterbacks like other coaches trust their quarterbacks. He still trusts Purdy more than Garoppolo, I think. And the other couple things that Kyle Shanahan might say is, you guys don't even know what you're talking about. You want to unleash this guy and let him cook. We don't have any weapons. We can't play like that right now. Maybe that's part of
what
Kyle Shanahan's saying.
But even when he had the weapons, Stoney, he wasn't able to utilize the audible. Last year's Super Bowl.
Last year was one of the best years statistically ever. Like when you look at just the efficiency of a whole offense.
So not in the playoffs, Kyle.
Every year. I think when you're missing the NFL MVP, that doesn't help. You know, missing some receivers doesn't help them. But I think Brock's having a hell of a year statistically also.
Yeah. But remember I asked you real quick here. I know we're up against
it. Scored 34 against the Lions.
Everything.
Yeah. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Don't miss the kickoff show this Sunday. Evan Giddings, Lorenzo Neal from 1 to 4 before Cowboys 49ers. It's all presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com.
I said what I said.
Third and two. Purdy got a block.
Back to to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was Tirico Steiny from Sunday night, last year, Sunday Night Football.
Oh, the Cowboys game was also Sunday night?
Yeah, it was a blowout. Remember that?
Like 40-10 or something like that?
And we may have to make an adjustment to the bench.
Why?
Because now there's rumors that Dalvin Cook, who's been on the Dallas Cowboys practice squad, at practice today, may make his debut. But that doesn't matter because I talked about their pathetic rushing game or running game.
So do we need to make an adjustment to the bench, or doesn't it matter?
It's 19! Because, Steiny, this is easy money. Remember how the boss has that old saying? Boss been on fire lately. The mattress bet, this is the mattress. It's down to 4.
What, the line, the real line.
Yes, take the Niners coming off an L. They've lost 2 of 3.
24-20. Actually, that's
Steiny, not close, man.
Dude, that's my
prediction. I'm telling you.
That's the prediction I have.
Call me Martha Stewart. I know what's going on in Dallas. I'm giving you
Martha
intel.
Martha Stewart? What's the word play?
Insider trading. I'm telling you what's happening with Dallas. Get the kids more. The college fund. Do it. Liquidate it all. This is either giving it a... Hey, James Daly called us. Remember him last week? Called the show and said, Vegas has it wrong. Take the Chiefs. What happened? That's all.
Here you go. Seriously, I've got 24-20 Niners. I'm just telling you the truth.
Wow. That shocks me, Steiny.
Why?
Because I feel like you're being oblivious
to
how big of a mess.
I feel like you're overly emotional because it's the Cowboys-Niners.
I'll see that.
And I think most people would agree with me.
Evan knows me.
30-17.
Yeah. Evan knows.
Okay, I'll take that.
I would still lose. 37-7, Evan. That's what your boy
needs. You're asking me to play a side. It's the Niners -5.5 or whatever the spread is.
Oh, okay. That one. Yeah. Yeah. So we're talking about the regular folks.
Hey, we got to make our picks today, too, right?
Yeah. And know your opponent. Or should we not do it because my dad's from Texas?
You'll still lose.
See, now, that's... Wow.
Plus, we've... kind of forgot to bring it up, so Evan's going to have to work on the fly.
Yeah, no doubt. He's been working, filling in for me. Hey, I got to just tell you something about the World Series. During the break, MLB released a video.
During the break?
A commercial break. Empire State of California. Not Empire State of Mind. Empire State of California. So what they did is combine Jay-Z, Alicia Keys, and California Love with Pac and Dre and put that music bed to a video for Yankees Dodgers. Steiny, it was the most incredible thing I've ever... If I could show the people on air.
Yeah, my best friend. With that one?
What? Who was that?
That was the start of... that was the start of the Alicia Keys... who is it?
Do it again!
I need the music bed.
That was a gazelle dying.
What happened?
Out of my Brooklyn. That's something like that, right? I forget the word.
Oh,
I know most of the words.
Don't call us, we'll call you.
Randy and San Lorenzo, get me off the hook. Hey, my best friend. Something like that.
Stop it.
What's the first line of the song? What's up, Randy?
Hey, so first of all,
now
I'm going to
try, Becca. What's up, Randy?
What up, Randy?
First of all, I want to say that you and Goo are the best tandem on 95.7, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I believe that I could be wrong, but Kyle strikes me as a coach who doesn't appreciate players' feedback. I mean, because look, the Niners could have had Tom Brady, okay? But Tom Brady and Kyle would not have coexisted because Tom would have wanted to have given his feedback as to how the offense should have been ran, okay? And I think that that's the downfall, okay? I mean, Kyle should let Purdy also give his input into how the offense should be ran, okay? And until Kyle can get away from his stubbornness, I really don't see the Niners going very far. And this may surprise you, but I think that the Cowboys are going to upset the Niners this coming Sunday.
Wow.
Hey, well, thanks for taking my call. Okay.
Thank you, Randy. Thanks for the nice words. I'm out of Brooklyn. Now I'm down Tribeca. I know the words. Come on now.
Sounds a little different now, bro.
Somebody else to ask these questions.
Get back at your boy.
Well, two.
He's got him coming in and upsetting the Cowboys.
No, I'm just dealing with something right now. 209 Comcast business text line. Well, you do it all show.
It's part of my job.
Bet the opposite of the goo. Let's go. Now, why would you laugh? Any goo slander, Steiny's in.
415's got the Cowboys 27. Niners 14. Predictions.
This is interesting. I can't. Seriously.
What is interesting?
This whole dynamic of they have 17 control. Of them. The Janet Jackson conversation of when Brock Purdy will be able. Like, take the training wheels off. This guy's quarterbacked in the Super Bowl, two NFC championship games, two playoff games that came down to the wire. All I'm saying, Steiny, is I really believe this is a byproduct of Kyle Shanahan. Hands on. That's all. And I'm not saying if Brock was able to. Warren Moon, my favorite quarterback. Aaron Rodgers. All the great ones, even bums, had the ability to audible.
And maybe that's why they were bums.
No, well, I was talking about the great ones, along with some that you know.
But he's not a great one right now. He's a young quarterback that's good and improving.
Well, would he be more? Would he be better at his job if he had that attribute? And I keep going to TC and Sack. That attribute, if he had that that ability to audible. If his dad did say that, then we know the missing part of this is Brock's like, man, coach, when are you gonna let me audible? That's all, Steiny.
Yeah, when you're ready.
When you're ready.
It's like when Michelangelo was painting the Sistine Chapel, and they kept saying, when are you going to be done? And he said, when I'm finished.
I'm trying to think of any other sport where point guard would have to get that license from a coach.
What are you talking about? Every point guard's got to get that license from his coach.
No, the game within
the
game.
What rookie has come in and just been handed an offense as a point guard?
Magic Johnson.
There he goes again. The greatest point guard of all time.
Well, you just compared him to Michelangelo. Yeah, I mean, that was his first painting, Steiny.
But
was it?
Yeah.
It was all downhill from then.
Please. Rookie MVP.
Left his best game on the floor after season one. Although season one lasted like 27 years.
I got to tell you, if I had it to do over again, real quick.
You'd be a painter.
No, I'd go on a date if I were single where the people are going on the paint. They go for like Saturday afternoon and they paint. I've been seeing it in some movies, romantic movies.
Yeah, I've done that. I've done that.
What do you call it? No, seriously, like I'm into it. Like,
yeah,
I guess I could still do it, but I'm older.
I told you. Remember?
See, I retweeted your photo.
It wasn't, it was a photo of a painting that I did.
What was it, a tree?
It was a tree on a beach.
What do you call that outing, though? And how do you find it?
You can, if you go on to, you go onto the internet and say.
That's dope, man. You're
like events in Oakland or events in the Bay. You'll see one of those pop up once in a while. And then
I'm going to ask Barry Church again, the Cowboys safety.
About painting?
No, about. I'm all over. Slow down, goo. About, is it easier to defend an offense knowing the quarterback? You know what I mean? The play call is
24 years old with only 30 games?
Nah.
Yes.
Steiny, Brock is like 35.
It's called paint and sip. Thank you, Zuki.
They give you a beverage?
That's why you're doing it for the most part.
Well.
Wow, man. Paint and sip.
I mean, I'm not really doing it to decorate the house.
Let me know how the post game goes.
Right. Paint and sip.
Or paint and dip.
Paint and dip.
Well, that's, never mind.
Ugh.
It's called paint and sip. Let's go to Filmo, Mike.
Mike, where's he been? What's up, Mike?
He's got a life, man. I mean, not everybody can listen to it. Hey, Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's popping, man?
Talk to us.
I've been having to lay low, man. You know, the Chiefs humbled us. They definitely humbled us. You know what I'm saying? We got smacked in the mouth. But I still, in a weird way, I still believe in this team. But it's Steiny. Yeah. I don't know if you know, bro, and I think you might have talked about it earlier, but Maxwell's in town, bro.
Yeah, I know. Guru.
I know.
Yeah, Guru told me about it a couple days ago, and I shocked him and said, yeah, I've seen him, which I have.
Yeah, I know. I know my sister and my mom's is going tonight.
Of course.
And, you know, he do a dance in which he kind of like, he dropped down to get his eagle on. I just wanted to know, were you going to be participating in his dance? You feel me? Yeah. And,
hey,
do a little something. If you know, Maxwell, you know. Do a little something.
Yeah, my man.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, what about Kyle, though? I thought you were calling about the provocative subject matter of why doesn't Kyle let Brock Purdy or Jimmy audible at the line? And I think that's the next phase of being a great quarterback is having that ability.
I can't really talk to that. I mean,
yeah.
How do we know who audibled and who didn't? Like, Peyton Manning, he audibled, right? Tom Brady audibled.
Yeah, all the greats. Oh, Steve, if he was going to say Steve Young or Troy, hell yeah.
Right.
Jim Kelly.
Four Hall of Famers. Okay. Yeah. All right, you're back, Mifilma.
Okay.
All the great ones, Mike.
Okay, no, I'm just saying, like, in my opinion, Cal, that's his offense, man. If he don't feel like he needs to call audibles, it don't even need to be in there. I don't feel like Purdy is at the inflection point where he needs to be calling audibles anyway. I mean, that's just me.
Wow, Mike.
Yeah, and I don't, like, maybe that's Kyle Shanahan, maybe that's a staple.
Okay, but what if defenses don't do audibles to your offense? The audible would be an outlet for you to expand or do something different. But the fact that you're not utilizing that option, Stoney,
can I ask what's the difference between a quarterback who goes up to the line of scrimmage, sees something, and says, we're changing the play, as opposed to maybe Kyle Shanahan's system is quarterback comes up to the line of scrimmage, sees how the defense is playing, and knows he's got two or three built-in other options on every play. I mean, I'm just asking a question. I don't claim to know this kind of inside football, but if somebody out there could help me with that, I'd love to know.
And I'm doing the football by dummy, giving it to you raw and uncut, Stoney. It's not just the routes. It's the protection. So if I'm at the line of scrimmage and I'm Brock Purdy and I see Evan or Stoney doing something different or unaccounted for, if there's no audible, they're going to win the play and wreck the play.
Sounds like you've really attached yourself to this.
No, it's making sense now, and maybe that's why Green Bay was able to come in here during the playoffs and hold them to 7 at halftime. Detroit the same. Remember, we had the conversation of why, and I'm not saying this is the answer 100%, but Stoney, I'm sorry. At some point, Kyle's got to trust his quarterback from a protection standpoint on the O-line if I'm seeing Billy Badass unaccounted for. So when I hike the ball, Ayuk's open, it doesn't matter because the guy got to me before I could even throw it. Can you give me that we've seen that?
I don't know.
On the biggest stage from the Niners?
I don't know. Has any quarterback ever audibled under Kyle Shanahan since he's been here? Do we know the answer to that? I don't know.
I would say no.
Okay.
Right.
Well, maybe that's not who he is as a coach. All right, here's what we're talking about. 888. Go ahead, finish it, Priest.
This sucker.
That was great.
888-957-9570. We're talking about Brock Purdy, and we're talking about Kyle Shanahan. And this is Brock Purdy from earlier this week talking about whether he audibles or not. And my question to 49er fans is, after you hear this answer, what do you think?
Usually we just have an answer built into the play. And so if we do have like an all out blitz or something, we usually have an answer of where I should be hitting or where I should be going. And there's very rare occasions where we walk up to the line and we get a look and it's, oh shoot, they got us. And then I'm supposed to randomly make up an audible. There's nothing like that. We usually always have an answer for pressures, all out blitz and things like that. So that's on me to get to the right guy.
Wow, man. And you talk about their lack of, or we do. Now, again, 90% is probably McCaffrey. But Steiny, he said it's rare, but it reared its head in the Super Bowl twice the Niners, guys coming unblocked, wrecking the play. And that's why I'm talking about if you were to audible, and then
had an assignment that was missed with an option.
And I always thought the audible or the quarterback and being able to change the protection was the Geico to that.
We don't know we can change protection.
What he's seeing. Well,
I mean, I'm just looking at the Comcast business text line here, and there's a couple that caught my eye. 707. It's been widely reported that the reason why Kyle's offense is so complicated is because with every play call, there exists options to be changed at the line. So it sounds like he calls a package, and then Brock says it's going to be a run a sweep or whatever when he sees an indication at the line after the play is called. I don't know.
Right, but I'll tell you what we do know is what you came out with about those numbers. And if you just want to, Steiny, I don't want to say anybody that's doing this is kind of, you know, not thinking, but there's a problem in the red zone. Let's just take McCaffrey off the board as it's happening.
You can't.
Could it be?
You can't. Christian McCaffrey had 11 touchdowns after 7 games last year. They miss him. Now, is that an excuse? Is that an excuse for how bad they've been? Probably not, but it's got to be part of the reason. But
can I say something to you to that point?
Sure.
Green Bay held you to 7 points with McCaffrey and everybody else healthy in a playoff game at home.
When?
In the playoffs last year in a wild card round. And then the following Sunday, the Niners had 7 points against Green Bay in a playoff game at home last year's Saturday night in the rain. They had 7. And then the following week against Detroit, they had 7. They came back. But my point is, are we so sure it's just a McCaffrey issue?
Well, hold on. So the 49ers last year
against Green Bay had 7 points at halftime.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you thought I meant the game.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't remember that game.
No, it half, though. You know what I mean? So it just goes against when the stakes are highest. Like,
if you score 30 points, who cares if you score 7 in the first half and 23 in the second?
My point is when you're lethal, you know, a lot of times you're not, you know what I'm saying, Steiny? You don't get held in check for 2 quarters at home against an inferior opponent. I just find this fascinating, man.
Here's the answer.
Yep. Last year was one of the best years statistically ever, like when you look at just the efficiency of a whole offense. So I think it's hard to do that every year. I think when you're missing the NFL MVP, that doesn't help. You know, missing some receivers doesn't help them. But I think Brock's having a hell of a year statistically also.
I mean, what I'm hearing there is, look, we were great last year offensively. What do you expect's going to happen if we're playing the first 7 or 8 games without McCaffrey?
So they're missing
their step. What do you expect's going to happen when Brandon Ayuk comes to camp late and is a shell of himself?
Not get hurt.
What if he says, you know, we missed Deebo Samuel 2 games, which put a little kink into things? I'm sure that's what his rationalization is, but I'm more interested in just the way Kyle Shanahan coaches his quarterbacks and whether or not, I mean, maybe, I just wrote this down, maybe in Kyle's mind, like, he's developed him as much as he can, and now he's at a point where there's not much else to do. Or maybe the injuries that are around Purdy are starting to take their toll. Or do we know his Brock Purdy quarterbacking differently outside of whatever Shanahan wants him to do? I don't know. I just know it's not nearly as good as last year, and we're all looking for answers.
I'll tell you this. I didn't tell you this. I know you're insecure, but don't be, because it's a compliment. I was talking to Shasky on the phone the other night, and your name came up, and we were having some fun with Trent Williams and how tough you are on him. But the bottom line and the rat on the table is, Donnie, if this is vintage Trent Williams, you should be able to hike the ball and run 3 times behind
the
baddest dude. Like, that right there is telling you might be onto something.
Well, it's everything. It's not just one thing.
I'm going to follow you in the end zone, bud. And
if the greatest offensive lineman of all time is not the greatest offensive lineman of all time this year, your offense is going to suffer. If you don't have Christian, so look at it this way. Last year they had Trent Williams, and he was great, and Christian McCaffrey, and he was great. This year they have Jordan Mason, who's different, and Trent Williams isn't as good. So what's the result? You're not going to score as many points. I mean, honest to God, when I look at the 49ers red zone issue, no matter what the issue is, like 11 guys are on the team. I just don't think it's ever one thing. It's like football's a game where you got to have 11 guys pulling on the same rope.
Well, how about
the great
this?
Mark Jackson would say.
No, I don't even. I miss him on the broadcast.
Yeah.
Him
like a hole in the head.
You are enjoying yourself watching the Kings game, and do you like what they got going with their pre and post? Sack.
I watched Sack last night against the Wolves.
And the pre and post.
117-115.
I didn't ask to score.
Keegan Murray missed a shot at the buzzer.
We were texting.
Did you see how?
Poke you.
I'll tell you what, man. By the way, and I said it to Spadoni. And like, I actually.
Solo? You sent him a personal text?
No, I said it to Spadoni.
Hey,
Spadoni. And I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm going to admit something. I said to Evan before the show, I'll tell you what, I was ready to punch Guru in the face last night.
Right. And
this
I was
guy,
smiling.
This guy that I ostensibly have to do a sports talk show with 20 hours a week, texts me midway through the 16. Third quarter of the Wolves-Kings game and says, Julius Randle stinks. He was 13 for 16 from the field at that moment. And was the only guy keeping him in the game.
But that's why I sent
what
it to
do
Pocus.
You watch?
But listen,
what
you're so hypocritical.
Do you watch?
Because the only defense you had was, but the highlights. Yeah, of course, dumb.
He
I know
was 13 for 16
against Sabonis.
Don't you know I was aware of that? And that's why
you
I
were
sent
aware
it.
Of it. You
I
were.
Was watching the game.
You watch games.
I was watching the game. Why
you
would
watch
I send
games
a text like that random?
With crazy rose-covered glasses.
I wanted to poke you and get you out. And I won. I shook your tree.
You shook
and of
nothing.
Course you go, he's 13. No, duh, Sherlock. Yeah. Why do you think I sent you the text?
You sent me the text
I set you up
because
all the
you
time.
Don't know the game and you actually believed it.
Daryl Hubie Brown. See you go what... That was my Hubie Brown.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you messed it up.
It's not as good as my Alicia Keys.
What? No, that was supposed to be Jay-Z.
Or Jay-Z. I got to tell you, I swear to God, Jay-Z, Kanye.
That? Well, yeah,
Diddy, I get them all mixed up.
Well, one's in jail.
Like, which is a guy in trouble?
Diddy, he's in
get off this.
No bail. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Pat in Foster City wants to talk about the Audible
Patty.
Conversation. I'm going to wait until the other side. Pat, don't go anywhere. And that Barry Church coming up.
Yep.
Pat. I'm going to need you to hang in there, but we got Barry Church coming up. Cowboy safety from 2010 to 2016. Hosts a podcast, The Players Lounge. He's also the co-host of Cowboys Pregame Live. I'll let Guru run that interview because
Barry,
they can commiserate together. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.